I could have swore Wi-Fi dangers was reserved for conspiracy theorists and the tinfoil hats, but why has the ex-president of Microsoft Canada quit his job in 2005 to become an advocate for the dangers because of all the proof and evidence out there? Now watch this short interview, it's about a minute long, of him explaining exactly why. Now I won't hover under the video because them videos kind of creep me out.
You have Wi-Fi in your house?
No, I've been in the technology industry all my life and I've never had Wi-Fi.
Because?
I just didn't feel it was right. I didn't feel it was safe. And my wife has been very actually forceful about not having that. Now, you can run a longer wire. It's a bit annoying. I don't have my cell phone. It never put it to my head. I don't put it in my pocket. Baby monitors are another no-no. That's like if I talk to young moms and say, would you put a microwave oven in your child's bedroom and turn it on all night? Well, of course you wouldn't. Well, the radiation from that baby monitor is actually more than a microwave oven with the door closed. You look at the guidelines of China and Russia, Italy, and Switzerland, their guidelines are 100 times safer. Broken into 8 categories, things like cancer, damage to the DNA, fertility impacts, childhood development and learning. So we're categorizing by sections and saying to the government, please tell us why you're still saying your guidelines are okay when we've got absolute proof that there's harm.